four times. I loaded and unloaded those damn things. 4,000 pounds of it, plus all my good garbage. I got maps, of course, some more maps, hand-painted maps. We ought to have the best map collection in the whole wide world when we get through. I got magazines, and I got, I had a ball. I had a shopping spree. It's like small town going to the big town. By the way, when I keep saying Saigon is a town, it's over 2.5 million people. Most of them refugees, but still they're all there. It's unbelievably filthy, but yet it's beautiful in a way. It's still the Pearl of the Orient. It's I have many pictures of it. You can see that there are parts of it that are just gorgeous. I took pictures from the cockpit. I stood in the cockpit the whole time. Got a bird's eye view, a pilot's eye view of the whole scene. This country is just gorgeous. There's no other word for it. Up in the air, you don't see all the misery and the mud and all that sort of thing. Once I landed at Cameron Bay, a beautiful landing. I felt like I landed it myself. In fact, the pilot, Lou Plants, asked me if I wanted to, if I had enough flight time, if I needed some flying time. And I laughed, but he wanted to give me the controls and let me land it. And I thought, well, I'll better pass on that one. It's a C-47 we're flying. That's the same as a DC-6. Having not checked myself out in DC-6, I thought maybe I'd better just fly in the cockpit and not fly the plane. And we took off and we went over in a Trang, and we went over from the Trang. We went up country through the mountains, went by Bambi to it, on up, followed a river all the way up, and sure enough, we headed right into Pleiku. They've been having a hell of a battle here since I've been gone. They've been strafing right out, and you can stand up in the hill and watch them strafe. They're my villages, as a matter of fact. The ones I've been in a month or so ago, I'm not allowed to go there anymore. The battle is really building up here. You'll probably get it in the mail, in the news, and it'll be blown up, and it'll be dateline at Pleiku. We haven't had a shot fired here on the base, except a few misfired rounds by the Army, I guess, while I was gone. Right over the dispensary, as a matter of fact. Scared the hell out of everybody. But no VC attacks, which we've been expecting and haven't come. So possibly they never will come. Anyway, I got here and I read all the mail and I was totally exhausted. I had a couple of drinks. I sold, well, what did I do? Oh, I talked some more about what I've been talking about all the time down there, but this time I was talking about it from their point of view instead of mine. Learned many things. We're going to start teaching the school here. We're going to start teaching out in Play Braille. We're going to start teaching here on the base. I think it's going to work out. Tomorrow I've got to do 500 immunizations out in Play Braille at the request of Ton. We have to vaccinate for the plague. The plague is all around here. There are quite a few people dying, and Ton is alarmed and wants his whole village immunized. It's a big foot in the door. If we can do that and maybe get diphtheria, tetanus, and oral polio and a few other things over here, maybe we can look forward to these being healthy anyway. And if we can get them educated, they'll be wise. Now, the next thing, maybe the crossbow industry will make them wealthy. We hope. We have big plans up here, big dreams. Everyone's all excited. We have about $2,000 a month in civic action funds coming into us because we, meaning Pleiku Air Base, has scored so heavily and done such good work, they feel. We can get just about anything we ask for, except soap. And we don't have the means to get immunizations yet, but I think we can work that out on the coast. We can get some supplies. Today I saw Leek. He's been gone since I've been gone. He got back when I got back. We had a good reunion. Went down to his place. We got to talk quite a bit. I was glad to see him. He was glad to see me. And matter of fact, I was glad to be back and play Braille again this afternoon, this evening. Bought Boku crossbows. I bought 30 crossbows, which is about $300 worth. And talked to the people, had a good time, didn't drink very much rice wine at all. I think I got some good crossbows. And we just stood around and talked. We stood around this time. We didn't even go to anybody's house. But it was fun. Now I'm back here, and I went and talked to Colonel Holler for about a half an hour or 45 minutes to report on what went on in Saigon, what kind of plans we had in mind. He gave me permission to go up to Doc Peck. I'll go up next week to A Camp, see the people up there. Well, it's good getting back. I feel like I got back home. Although the rat race is here for sure, I know sooner I got in the door and about five different people came up and asked me to do things. Apparently I've got a reputation for being able to...